very humbled that we get to be a part of something like that, and to go meet with so many good people and on something that's very, very serious topic in our country. So I learned so much, and I'm grateful to Anquan and the guys for inviting me to come along.
Did you go back with Anquan and try to connect with
him? Yeah, Arizona. So I got there a year before he did, so we've known each other almost 15 years now. So, just have been, maintained a close friendship ever since, and have, been a part of his foundation weekend and stuff like that for a long time. And for me, when, we have the type of relationship, when he calls and says, "Hey, we're going," I say, "Yeah, let's go," we figure out the details later, but, I have so much respect for who he is as a man and what he's about, when he shot me a text and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you about some stuff," it was a no-brainer for me.
Mark was saying the lines of communication were real good yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was a very positive start, just to try to get things going right.
Absolutely, and that's the idea, is just to see where it's at and what kind of conversations are happening. And obviously as professional athletes, you have a circle of influence, and it's what can you do to help, to help continue the progress being made, to bring people together, because these issues are tough, and it's easy for things to get, for when things happen, for everybody to run to one side or the other. And we just feel like if we can stand in the middle and help move things along and help bridge gaps as best we can, that's us doing our part. So it was a great opportunity to go do that.
Do you think you opened their eyes to anything, or what do you think?
I don't know. I think for us, it was just going and learning about the work that's already being done and seeing what we could do to help. I certainly think for them, understanding that we were coming there not with any agenda, but just to listen and offer our influence and the things that we can do to help move it along and bring people together in that regard. So for them, that'd be a better question for them. But I felt like all in all, it went well. It was a good trip.
Why was your relationship with Anquan aside, but just overall, why was it important for you personally to participate in that conversation? Why did you, why was it so critical that you made sure that you were a part of that conversation?
Well, just because, just looking at what's going on in our country and the landscape of things, and the fact that, there's so much hurt coming out of this, and like I said, there's hurt, and then there's fear that follows, and anger, and people run to sides, and you just want to understand everything as best that you can, and then step in and go, you want to be able to stand with both sides. And say, we want to understand and realize that these are tough times, but that, that we're here for you, that we want to empathize with those that are hurting, that are losing loved ones, but at the same time, support law enforcement and their efforts to help better their relationships with communities, so that, whatever things that we can do to lend hands to help prevent these things from happening, we can. So that's really the goal and the idea.
Josh, I asked Andrew this too. What's the next step?
Yes. The next step is just to keep the conversation going. We'll continue to talk, amongst the group of guys that went, and see if, as this process grows, if there's others that are interested in being involved, and then the good thing yesterday was just the willingness for those involved to continue to work on this and to continue to try to move it forward. So it's probably more time spent for the off season, you know, at this point. But certainly, certainly stuff that we want to continue to, you know, move forward in, you know, in a direction that to hopefully help see, you know, see things get better. That's you know, the ultimate goal is just to see, you know, improvements on both sides and you know, to continue to make progress.
Have you spent a lot of time with congressmen before?
No, this was a new, you know, a new thing for me, and it was eye-opening, and like I said, very humbling just to go and see, you know, everything that goes on, you know, in the Capitol and just the work that's done and you know, how many people, you know, I know there's obviously, you know, a perception of D.C. and politicians, but just how many people, you know, have given their lives to you know, to public service and to trying to do things to help others. And so for me, it was, you know, I walked away very encouraged just by just some of the meetings that we had and just the whole process and seeing how many people are involved in making everything go. And it was a, you know, just a great experience.
Do you get the sense they welcome your guys' contribution?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, everybody was welcoming when we sat down. They answered questions. The conversations were real. You know, there was great back and forth. So absolutely, I feel like it was a welcomed, you know, from both sides. We were glad to be there.
Talk said it was a little surreal at times. Did you have any moment where you walked around and said, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Several moments like that. And where, you know, you're involved in these conversations and you're sitting, you know, amongst some people that, you know, you see on CNN or something, you know, and it's like, man, and like I said, for me, just humbling and just grateful to get to be a part of that, because I feel like I walked away a better person because of it. And anytime you can spend a day doing something like that and feel like you can grow personally, that's a good day. It'll, you know, it's one of the, you know, for me, my 15-year career, it's one of the highlights for me was just being a part of that yesterday.
Do you feel a sense of obligation to, when you said before, you know, you have this influence as pro athletes? Do you feel a sense of obligation to capitalize on that in this way?
Well, yeah, I just think it's as humans, you know. I think you sit and you see these things going on, and at a certain level, you get stirred about it and go, man, how can we make it better? And then you realize the where your journey in life has brought you, and you say, man, you know, there's a level of influence that comes with, you know, playing in the NFL. And so what can I do to leverage that for good? And how can we leverage those things for good and to help, you know, help be a part of solutions to move us forward? Because you know, nobody wants to see that happen. You know, but nobody wants to lose loved ones. You know, and can imagine what that's like for you know, for some of these people that have gone through this, and at the same time, you know, from a law enforcement perspective, just the jobs that they have to go out and do every night, and the way that they go about it, and you know, just how much respect we have for them. It's just like, man, you see both sides and you go, man, what can I do to help you know, bridge the gaps of you know, in those relationships to make it better for everybody.